Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's back! How are you, man?
No, how long did I take? It was embarrassing, wasn't it?
No, was it?
My sister's like, worry, mate. She just went back to work right away.
I thought you were.
She went right back to work, your sister, that's right.
Aye, mate, I don't know. It just seemed to take me a bit longer than usual. But I kind of find open goal enough. And see, the day, Si, you mentioned it on the Cootman show. Which was, you've done a great job with that, mate. The messages that came in that day were incredible, mate.
I know.
Thousands and thousands of messages, even people out in the street coming up.
Because everyone loves you, mate.
No, it's nothing to do with me. I'm hated, but my ma was, she's a brilliant woman, so it was for her, I think.
Aye.
You've missed her, mate.
Oh, I missed her massively, mate.
The shows have been, so anyway, the shows have been a million times better without me.
The butcher's back.
There's a few who disagree. I've had many a private message, Kevin Slaney back. I've had loads of them as well.
No, but I think that's just Mary on how it all happened. But I think, listen, see, if I just left and me in a cob, people would be buzzing.
No, they wouldn't.
Aye, they would. Aye, they would.
How did you enjoy it, Ali?
Mate,
amazing,
how good was that?
Good laugh, mate.
I tell you what, it looked incredible. You just get a proper experience, didn't you?
Unreal, mate.
You know, though, mate, that Carol and the two brothers gave up their tickets for us
to go.
So they've missed their boy playing against Inter Milan. Probably when you look at the fixture list, that's the one you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us their tickets.
I'm more concerned.
I don't know why you don't want to go to that, because I've never got a fucking touch.
Nah, back.
Mate, what have I told you about enough?
No good, mate.
What about the way the back three rotate all over the place?
Mate, have you not seen the goal?
No, it's a terrible story.
So I'm on, we did the vlog and I'm like that before it. Tell that to him.
Brilliant.
I watched Thierry Henry on Monday Night Football saying that Simone Inzaghi's his favourite coach and talking about the back three, how they're interchangeable. They go forward at will when people fill in for them. And he's like, nah, load of shite. I've watched them, it doesn't happen.
They don't move their position.
They didn't move for their position. The back three just stays a back three when they're attacking. And Inter Milan's goal, mate, the left centre back's wide left, mate, put a cross into the box, the right centre back headed it in.
It's mental, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's mental.
Great to watch, though.
It was a different type of football, though, Andy. It was very
tactical,
and that's not really the way I see football.
Is it boring? Like, would that be?
Me personally, I'm a like
Italian football's always been a wee bit.
They're always clean sheet first mentality, aren't they?
Like,
that's always your last thing, clean sheet.
No, it's the worst thing in my mind. That it's the last thing I'd be playing for. But they were. It was quite surreal, actually, mate, to see Luis captain that team. I think that's a bit that gets me every time. He's only been.
How much the other players love him. So seeing the players lounge after it, they all come over to meet us and they're all like that about Luis, like, ah, what a player, what a guy, like number one guy at Bologna, man. It's incredible, isn't it?
Aye, mad. Crazy.
And you got on well with his mother-in-law, didn't you?
They were brilliant, I know.
They were lovely.
But see, the two families, Luis's family and Lauren, that's his missus' family, they're the most down-to-earth people. Like, Derek, not, they're all blittered in the players' lounge. Do you know what I mean? The captain
incredible.
Of the club. It's just amazing, isn't it? Just pure normal people.
What would you be like if you were Luis?
I mean, mate, genuinely, see if two podcasts or wee YouTubers came out, I would spank them out the place, mate.
Derek's, mate, he's done us a belter and got us in the players' lounge. We weren't meant to be in the players' lounge. So Derek's took his band out.
They know you're back in Scotland, though, don't
they? I know, mate, but I like it. It's nice,
isn't it? Colour. But Derek, obviously, he's out now and the performance Derek put in,
mate,
he's just
incredible.
Mate, he's a genius, that guy.
How many times have I nearly rolled about when fighting?
They come up fighting.
You think he's a genius?
Nah, mate, just come up and start wanting to fucking wrestle us, mate.
Two were cracking each other, not
cracking
in the
ribs. Cracking in the ribs, a fucking belter, mate. I thought he broke my rib in the airport. I went, fuck you. Just came up there. Me and him are nearly rolling about in the queue to get through the passports, mate. He was a loose cannon, wasn't he?
What was he steaming in the players' lounge?
Kept going, you're crazy. I was like, mate, fuck off,
you
man.
You remember he brought Big Zerky's dad to us? How awkward was that?
Zerky's dad
was just looking at us like that.
He's like, his boy's not bad. He's not a bad player. That's how he used to put the boys, like, the guy's like, what? Tell him.
Talking about Jordan Frankie.
Mate, honestly.
Zerky's brother plays with Bayer Leverkusen. So Zerky the striker,
aye,
didn't he?
His wee brother.
His
aye.
Brother plays with Leverkusen.
Wait, so the brilliant man. So Ronald Koeman's brother was there, who's obviously they found out he's a Holland assistant for Ronald Koeman, his brother. So I was so buzzing when I seen him. So when I mean, you take care here because your reaction.
So mate,
is genius.
See when you're doing the vlogs, it's fucking tiring, mate. So we're up at 4 a.m. You're always vlogging, fucking care with the camera. Why don't we vlog this to record this? So you're always on. No, you can't really relax, mate. Can you?
You want to get it done.
So. Been a long day, mate, vlogging the full thing. Get to the players' lounge, signed off. So that was us. I could go and get a red wine and they were like, help yourself with food as well. First time I've sat down, mate, food, wine. This wee guy comes up to me, he's like, come and guess who's here? And I'm like,
well, he did.
He's like, mate, guess, come it? Here, guess who's here? I'm like, who? And he's like, Pep's brother. And I was like, right, and what? Pep's brother, there's no Pep, is
Pep
it?
Pep Guardiola's bro.
He's like, no, come and see him. He points to this guy, mate. I'm like, that's not Pep. Wasn't Pep Guardiola's brother? Somebody else said, that's not Pep's brother. Don't know when he gets this bit. Sit back down again, mate. But honestly, within 5 minutes, I'm sitting eating, relaxing. He's like, nah, you need to come and see who this is. I'm like, who now? Fuck's sake, calm down, my little wee guy. He's like, points to this guy. He's like, who drink his brother is? I was like, is it Pep's brother? He's like, no, somebody else. Mate, the wee guy looked like Pat Rice. Remember the old Arsenal assistant manager?
Pat Rice's brother.
That's what I said, is it Pat Rice's brother? He went, no. Ronald Koeman's brother. I'm like, mate, I couldn't give a fuck. Fucking Ronald Koeman. It's not Ronald Koeman, is it?
David Koeman.
Mate, you're a wee guy, man, in there. You're excited.
He was a wee
guy. By the way, never seen him eat so much in my life, man.
Aye. Must have been free.
Must have been Tesco sandwiches.
Mate, he never brought his bank card out.
There's a shocker. There's a shocker.
He's like, he went, I'll get these pizzas. First thing, he was like, got my bank card.
That's been a classic of yours over the years.
I've never ate as much in my puff, though. Went and it was disgusting. It was like a slob, mate. I'm actually going to be getting it.
Food good.
Oh, beautiful. What about DL's text?
Mate, his texted DL just to rile him up. But
you should have took him.
No, we need a vlog with DL and Derek just to tour him to go. Because the DL's text, I'll show you off camera, but it's up there with the greatest text of all time, isn't it?
What, just try to rail him up?
No, he just kept mentioning Harry Monk.
Harry Monk?
Who's that? Oh.
Think about it.
Think what it rhymes with, how God... Right, okay, right. He just keeps... Do not come back when it's a Harry Monk left, didn't you?
Tell me what he said to him when we're leaving.
You were leaving,
and like, don't let us down, boys. What was the next one?
I want a Harry Monk everywhere.
What a
he's
guy.
Right,
oh, amazing. How's your weekend been, boys? Good?
Good, aye.
When was in Stranraer?
Lynn was away for the weekend to see a mum for
my who's to yourself?
Who's to myself? Just worked all day.
Trousers and ankles the full weekend, aren't it?
Harry Monk everywhere.
Harry Monk. Nah, just, what did I do Saturday? Even though
I watched an obscene amount of football this weekend.
Did you?
Oh. See, aye.
That's a coaching heathen, innit?
Aye, in it.
Not necessarily.
No, that was a play.
Some right good games, though, man. Liverpool, Man City.
Rewind that, Robbie. Rewind that, we can do that.
Record that.
Who's got a tape?
Video analysis, we hate your old, innit?
Don't you start about video analysis. About clips this guy used to send it.
I know.
Oh, incredible.
No, yeah,
tell us about the academy, Andy. Come on, let's go.
Play to pro, aye. Something we've been speaking about doing for so long. I got to the point that I'm saying on the podcast every couple of weeks how I'm passionate about player development, younger players in Scotland, how much talent we've got. So do something about it, innit? So
love it.
Finally, after a few months of talking about it, we've just decided to crack on and do it. And ultimately, this is something I'm passionate about that I want to do full time when I finish. So it's like a sort of start up. Hopefully, I still play. Don't get me wrong; it will only affect my football for the next sort of 3-4 years, and then. The time I decide to hang them up, which is something I want to go into.
I think there's a few other academies that are worried about losing their players to it. The company in Finiston, but worried when the news broke.
No,
your Scuddy's sending my way, mate.
They've got a Boca loyal.
No, this is good. I like
three
this.
Boys all coaching,
I know.
Kids.
I like this because.
We're trying to make a difference, aren't we?
Good for you, boys.
No, I like about
I'm
it.
Making a few quid while you're at it. But anyway, what is it?
I like about it is the fact that he's obviously still playing. But see, if you're a dad out there and you want your kid to get better, take them to somebody like Andy. or somebody that's been there and experienced what you're.
So you're saying it's crucial that the coach is still playing?
Still playing. No, still playing.
I think that is it. I think that is important.
Crucial,
is it?
It's crucial you take somebody to somebody because they've experienced what your kid's trying to achieve. We keep moaning in Scotland about how we've developed players. There's not enough resource put into how you develop players. If you're asking guys to volunteer at a pro youth level to make your kids better, that's difficult.
Well, see what you're saying about not putting enough money in it. See that age of football, you didn't get paid to coach kids.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They're volunteering.
It's mad. Isn't it?
You're getting expenses.
That's what I mean. They're volunteering to coach the next generation of kids. So when you're volunteering, it's great that Andy's going to take on a group of kids and try and help them get to that next level. And I try and do it with my kids at Condor. I take some other kids one-to-ones and stuff, and I try my best to try and pass on experiences. But for us to get into a pro youth academy and ditch your work-life balance, it's very difficult. There's not enough money involved in it, and you need to give up a lot of spare time to try and do that. Do you know what I mean? It's difficult.
Said it before, Ajax pay their under-9s and 10s coaches more than anybody because it's the most important part of the development.
It has to be the most important part because at that age, you try and give the kids the best habits. If you don't get involved and wipe out the bad habits, the bad habits are going to stay with them for a long, long time.
We don't want to sound like old guys either, but when you look at when we were younger, like you were out playing all the time. And you,
that's
you,
the biggest
you don't
problem.
See that anymore. You don't.
No.
So you feel as if like football clubs and academies and soccer schools or whatever are so important for kids these days because there's just no the opportunity there was. So I feel like when we were younger and
you're out playing every day.
The likes of the PlayStations and Xboxes and that affect it as well because that was never really a thing when we were younger. So. It is important, and to be fair, it's something that all four of us are passionate about. We talk about it all the time, so
definitely.
We want to try and make it.
By the way, guess who was seen in the airport? Sorry to interrupt you.
Cuban's brother.
Peggy Goo's sister. No, but look, seriously, Peggy Goo sitting across us in the airport. You know Peggy Goo, DJ?
No idea who Peggy
4 million followers she's got.
No idea.
You got a picture for
mate, one of the biggest DJs in the world. What about her bouncer?
Oh my, about 8 foot tall.
Honestly, mate, gorgeous.
Did you get near her now?
Nah.
Peggy Goo.
We've been trying to get
her a couple of times.
What's she, the fake version of Peggy Sue?
I've never heard of her.
Who's that? Never heard of Peggy Goo?
I've never heard of
Ralph, you haven't you?
He's a music man.
Everyone that's watched this right now is like, who's he talking?
No, I think Peggy Goo's massive. You've heard Starry Night?
Starry Night?
Uh-huh.
Is that
a popular, you'll not.
Is that not a song?
No joke.
Starry Night.
You done a shite in the flight?
No, you never.
I did.
That's a lie. But
on the taxi,
we've got video, we've got pictures of evidence of who done a shite, mate. I'll be totally honest, right? No. We flew in from Bologna to London, right?
It's about 2 hour flight. You can't do a shite.
So we're all bursting, mate. The three of us go for a shite at the same time. There's only 6 cubicles, right? Honestly, mate, the plop. So if there's a 6 man cubicle, right? There's 3 here, 3
you're
here. Road, I went to the bottom left.
24C. He's at the front.
He's top right, mate, and I could hear him plop. It was like a Scotch egg coming at his ass.
It was like a rock, honestly.
No,
like
a boulder.
So Keir, the cameraman's in the one next to him, mate. He's got him a belter, mate. Up, picture.
He'll be sacked.
What was it you were watching on the phone?
Oh, no. No, I was watching Warnock's interview.
He was watching Neil Warnock's interview.
That'll get you going, aye.
I'll get to big Neil.
You want to get to Neil right now? Before we do, we're going to go to our 3 things that you're for or against.
Oh, I've seen that.
And reaction's been incredible. A lot of people getting in touch with subjects.
How did you come up with that, if you don't mind me asking? Have you seen it elsewhere or just in the heat?
I don't know.
Just in the heat?
I'm drinking acid. Did you just copy other people?
I don't know. Like
have, you drink, have you seen anyone doing it?
No, I've not. I
just like to get your opinion on things that
things
maybe
like
have annoyed
that.
Me during the week. Or
there'll be something
that.
Like that. I guarantee there's something sexual here out of 3.
There'll always be something sexual.
Big part of the world, isn't it?
Three sexy men, mate. You need to ask us about that. Three very active men.
Sexy voice is gone.
Sexy voice is gone.
Right, first one. This was the most popular one that people got in touch with, obviously annoys a lot of people. Gender reveal parties.
Oh, that's a good one.
Annoys me. I'll put my hand up. Annoys me.
Why?
Pointless.
But is it a wee bit of, you need to celebrate the small things in life.
No, no, no.
The thing, a good thing.
Be grateful first and foremost that you're pregnant.
No, but I think they are grateful.
I secondly, the best part about having a kid is that unknown.
Where are yous on it?
I think they've got to add the ginger confetti to it and all.
That was my joke, you dirty bastard, man.
Imagine the disappointment in the room and the ginger confetti just goes everywhere. Wouldn't everybody be
good? Imagine that, 2 gingers, the magic stitched them up, blue and ginger confetti.
Imagine that, and they'd be like,
oh no!
Imagine my man, damn it.
Wait, everyone up the road. That's done.
That is done, man. only getting tap water for now on.
My man, dad had free gingers. Imagine him. Every party, every reveal. For fuck's sake, no again.
The man, don't be ginger.
What a joke.
You were born with ginger pubes, weren't you?
I mean, the bush I had when I was fucking right out, it was unreal.
What about you, Andy, for or against?
You're four for me,
bit, no, I'm a bit torn. I think it's more like it's like a attention seeking thing for me, in it, for parents. I personally wouldn't do it. I mean, I understand, like you said, if you want
to. He personally wouldn't do it, right? No, when it happens, Jilly's seen the biggest.
Jilly will hear.
She wouldn't do it.
No, Jilly's not, yeah, I don't know how she
maybe, maybe if someone's a ginger confetti, she would.
Well, you could have a ginger, innit, with Jilly?
We will have a ginger, mate.
Will you? 100%. Well, you love it the same
I've got
no, normal
ginger, mate. You love it the same.
No, bad for you, mate.
By the way, I don't mind them because I think celebrate things in life that are good. Listen, but what I did hate was, did you see Harry Kane's?
Aye, what did he do?
Did you know kick a bot something?
Kick the bot, the balloon, mate, to bust it.
I've seen it, mate. Nah, what a gimmick.
Imagine a joiner just flinging a hammer at a fucking balloon.
Aye. I don't like it because I think it's very American. It was an American thing and we're adopting it, and that's why I don't
You're
like
anti-American, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I just think that, well...
Noticed that about you.
John, you're like a big American trucker.
You've been
it pulls you out of the side of the motorway today, you know what?
No.
And he's lorry.
Gender reveal.
He's a big American trucker accent. Come on.
American trucker.
I've done that for a while.
Did you look like a big American trucker?
But see what the vest. And watching it, mate, you have been incredible.
What was your favourite moment from the farm?
The farm one was just amazing. The one, what was it? The Roots, Toots and Fruits.
Roots, Toots and Fruits.
You, that episode, mate, Roots, you were golden, mate. Golden.
Right, second, and it's full on for last week because you said about egg sandwiches. Actual Scotch eggs
locked up.
No.
Locked up.
Aye.
And cuffed.
Do you think they should only be sold in jail? Like they should only be used in jail.
Aye. Instantly aye. Cuffed.
That should be your dinner in jail.
I'm with
100%.
That should be
instant 6 year in the
neck. Instant vile. That's vile.
See when you're on death row and you get the last meal, this would just be a plate of Scotch eggs.
What's in a Scotch egg? I know it sounds stupid, but is there
so it's egg it? And then you get like
crumbs,
meat. No, you get meat wrapped around the egg.
Are you?
And then he likes it. Like.
No, you dig
it. He starts to like it.
Get him ordered.
I would,
and then batter, mate. It's basically a fart batter. It's a battered fart.
Somebody even put a Scotch egg anywhere near me, that'd be like torture to me.
Mate, have you never had... See, you're chairman at Peterhead. He has a restaurant up in Peterhead. It's amazing. It's like a gastropub. They do a hot Scotch egg with brown sauce for a starter. It's fucking incredible.
Are they cold?
No.
You can't get them cold, but hot is...
So you're for Scotch egg, but you're against an egg sandwich?
Nah. Because it's just egg. See, just egg itself, mate.
So what about a Scotch egg on a sandwich? Egg,
but Scotch... Well, you know, our goalie coach, Xander Cowie, does. Greatest guy ever. Funny as any, mate. But loves his grub even more than you. See, at halftime, we get the best sandwiches ever at East Kilbride, mate. I don't know who makes them, but they're incredible, right? He gets an egg sandwich and you get a pork pie, mate. He sticks his pork pie on his egg sandwich at halftime and sits and munches it.
Nah. That's not good enough.
Barton like fucking the second half.
Scotch eggs are big no for
me. I thought you liked Scotch eggs.
No. I thought you would have been a Scotch egg, man.
The only egg I like is scrambled egg. The rest can get lost.
You like eating scrambled egg in the bath, don't you?
Aye. Why did you think of that?
Right, last one, and again, it's following on the same sort of team as last week, foreplay.
All for it. Oh, I'm mad for it.
But more than the main event. Didn't go into too much detail because I'll get cut out, but...
No, but the main event kind of...
Disappoints.
I'd rather it just didn't happen.
Okay. For it or against?
I'm for it.
Are you?
Aye, massively. I don't think I would...
You'd date without it?
Date without it, no.
Do you think it's like a warm-up for a game?
That's warm-up's massive in any roleplay event.
Well, but nobody mentioned roleplay. Why are you bringing that?
Well, I was thought we were going to do the Batman costume here, but I've never.
So you're for?
For me, I'm definitely for because I just
against me.
Why?
I just like to get in it, no, get it done, and get up the road, innit?
Aye.
Guy that loves sport when Neil Warnock's left Aberdeen. Oh. How surprised are you that he's not staying to the end of the season?
I think it was done Thursday before the game.
By the way, we need to say he was battering his wee gums in Bologna, but he's a fan of Neil Warnock. I hope he's going to say it on the show.
No.
Because he looks like Ronnie Jepson, the assistant manager.
His assistant's a hero, by the way. The two of them cracked me up. I bet you watch Aberdeen and St Mirren and just watching their body language and stuff. When like a big moment of the game happened, you'd turn and look at Warnock, just like, that a manager, but he has been a shambles, isn't he? But he's been bad. See, even in his interviews and stuff, like I thought when he first came in, I was listening to him and he was coming out with like, we're the underdogs to every team and then he gives him 5 days off. I thought, he must be almost putting this out to the media, but then when he's in...
Liberally.
To almost kid teams on. But I actually think he was just almost like, it seemed like he's not giving a fuck.
I genuinely think he didn't. I think he came up here with the best intentions.
I think he realised that
I'm 75 and I don't need this.
Must be caked.
It'll be caked. The amount of teams he's kept up in the last maybe 10 years and the amount that he'd have been offered to say, go and keep, like last year, keeping
Huddersfield
up after Kenny made an arsehole. No, but like, so he'll be caked. So it'll be a financial thing. I think when you're 75, do you have that same desire to
I don't think he's ever been the type of manager to be in taking training every day. So I think he's always kind of been a manager, isn't he? So I think you need to be young to do that.
I loved his character and his personality before he came up here. But I'm with Slaney, I don't know. It seemed a bit too laughy jokey when Aberdeen were losing every week and he was making comments every game that I just thought,
to play them.
You're an Aberdeen manager, man. You can't, like Slaney said, you can't keep seeing your underdogs going into certain games against teams with half your budget. Plus, I'm not buying into this one bit that Aberdeen have not got a good team. Aberdeen have got a very good team. They get their best 11 on a pitch. It's a good squad of players. You can't tell me a manager can't get the best out of that. No way. And then, I'm not going to say them on here, but I've heard a couple of horror stories for you. Listen, the rumours, it's speculation, but I've heard a couple of horror stories.
Jim Leighton told you, didn't he?
Aye. But, and I found out that the 5 days off thing was true. That's ridiculous.
Jink, I don't think he came up for a holiday, but Jinky underestimated the league.
Aye.
Jinky thought he'd be come up and be quite easy.
I think he thought he'd come up here and just put his way of doing things on an Aberdeen team and he would grind out results every week and it would look great. Oh, he's done well.
I think he thought it was easy.
Aye, I think he thought it'd be easy and he's come up here and it's far from it. And he's probably actually realised, you know what, I actually hate to do a wee bit more graft in here. And then thought, because obviously I listened to an interview there at the weekend and talking about I've helped them get the next manager in and stuff like that, and I'm like,
nah,
I don't know if I'm buying this.
Nah. Bullshit.
Well, I think there's too much noise where the chairman's actually had to say, I need rid of him, we need to come to some sort of amicable agreement where you commit and say this and do this to try and help me. Because if Dave Cormack came out and said, I was sacking you, it'd be like Dave Cormack would get the grief from that. Well, but the way they've tried to do it, does they're trying to kind of cover
Lenny,
up something.
Lenny piped up in the media during the week saying it was an attack for the media on Neil Warnock, which I must disagree with Lenny there completely.
Right.
Because weird reacting, when he got appointed, I think everybody, I mean a couple of people, but majority actually I think thought it was a sort of decent move.
Uh-huh.
But it's, we're basing what we're saying here on the way he's been.
Yep.
No. Nobody just sort of
everyone was buzzing.
He was winning games.
He was coming to Scotland.
100%. And the way he's been talking. I've no liked it. And after games, he's like, that boy done. I can't even remember the names of the players.
Aye.
And that's disrespectful. Because I've just took time out to do research or work with the players. So, nah.
Aberdeen wanted to keep him, didn't he? But he's trying to get the Rangers legend. So.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's why he's chucked in. He just wants to follow Rangers.
Because Rangers have got a chance of winning the league, innit? He wants to see the last eight games of Rangers.
But I think what's happened now is what should have happened in the first place. Because Peter Leaving came in, got an instant response, got a draw against good, Celtic, Andy. Performed well. Surely, if they were appointing anyone as interim until they got their own manager, then did the natural sort of successor there in Peter Leaving. So I think the fact that now he's taking temporary charge to get their manager, that for me personally, I know hindsight's a brilliant thing.
Do you expect to see
a manager
in soon? I did see a statement saying that they're speaking to people that are in jobs. Is that, am I right in saying it?
Stockport
manager was heavily linked.
Oh, was he, right?
And you look at the CV, he's done really well, so.
It's very close, but that interview on Saturday, it's very, very close. I think Peter Leaving will probably be in charge for the game against, is it Dundee they play?
Us?
No, yous.
Jinky will be leaving.
And then they play.
A new manager comes in.
Could be leaving on a jet plane.
But I've heard a lot of good things about that boy.
Peter Leaving. I've heard he's good as well.
I've heard he's really good. And also, which I think Aberdeen missed a trick, is there's meant, I mean, with my sources tell me there's a lot of good young players at Aberdeen that live obviously leaving knows. So that would have been a perfect time for that, the few months to get a few of them young boys into that first team squad. It would have been the perfect fit just until you get that next manager. But I have heard really good things about him.
I do think though, if they obviously want to appoint a manager, which they do clearly, they need to try and get it done as soon as possible. Well, I think it's important for a manager to come in and see what he's got.
As
soon as you think you've got the right man, you get him in as soon as you can.
Get his 8-9 games, whatever happens between now and the end of the season, at least you can assess who you can trust to be there next year, who you don't want, and what you need to go and do in the market. Whereas if you leave it longer, that time frame becomes reduced and then you're starting the season on the back foot.
Well, what did you make his fringe? For or against?
Four.
Who?
Warnock's fringe.
Very missed out fire like
it. He has missed out. Mate, his fringe starts there. It's fucking genuinely baffling.
I'm saying nothing about anybody's fringe.
Any other names you've seen mentioned?
I think the Stockport manager is the only one. Lenny.
Lenny.
Who Stevie is the Stockport manager?
Dave. Dave something.
Jones.
No. It's like I'm not too sure, but he's. I was looking. His track record's really good. To be fair, aye.
You can't hire somebody called Dave. No, Stockport are good. Paddy Madden, that's there, isn't
it? I think he got somebody, I think it might have been Fylde or something in the National League. He got promoted and got the Stockport job, and they went on like a mad run, like what, lost one game in 23 or something like that.
See, if you could see anyone in Scottish football dressed up like a cowboy, who would it be?
Peter Leaven. I would. I think he'd cowboy. Be good just to end it in that way. His role at Aberdeen.
Stephen Craigan.
He would
just
be brilliant.
I just could see that stagger in a pair of cowboy boots and a fucking lasso.
I whipping people.
Come here.
Whoop. With the curliest cowboy boots in the world.
Aye. Big curly toes. Big curly toe points.
Can I get his feet in the horse's back? Toes are so curly. Can I get my toes in?
How many mind getting him on going? Have a wee pop up now. Him and Lenny.
You feeling brave, wee boys?
I would like Lenny to come on and have a chat with me about that comment.
Do you think he's personally attacking you? Like, but you've not said anything. So
no, no, me. I just mean.
Who do you think he's getting it?
Not well, it's the media.
You know, we spoke before about good pundits in Scotland. I think Neil Lennon's a really good pundit.
Lennon's a good talker.
Very articulate.
Has he not put himself in the ring for the Aberdeen job?
See the way Aberdeen want to be, mate. I think he'd be no bad for them.
Same
choice to get them so close to third, and he'd create that siege mentality, which I think Aberdeen fans have got already. I think he'd be a good fit for the club.
But the style of play this season for both managers, Warnock and Robson, does not suit their players at all.
No,
that style is actually cult that team this year. That's what I think. Anyway.
Man, they've got good players, mate. They go really
direct.
Good players.
I watched them v St Mirren, and I swear to God, they went direct. Even when the ball was in St Mirren's half, they were still put it up. I don't like that. I don't mind. Listen, if I was a manager coach, I would love to play out. I would. But if a manager, he wants to go sort of more direct and he sets it up properly, listen, that's fine with me. Right. But in sort of when it's getting nearer to their half, you've got to try playing, especially with Aberdeen's players, you've got to. You can't be just.
See, Lenny's tight. Lenny has got. Remember Lenny at Hibs? He played attacking football. See, it's Celtic. Remember he went 3-5-2?
With Griffiths and Edwards.
It was brilliant, mate. And Aberdeen played a lot of 3-5-2 this year. Am I right in saying that?
Aye.
They have.
Well, I think the players, he's got the players that are going to do well, Lenny.
Lenny fits.
And he'll be away, I think, won't he?
Do you think so?
And he's.
But if he's away, they're getting good money for him. But he's not going cheap, is he? So.
And I don't know about the boys at Pulvara, you know. Who's that?
Pulvara's one, aye. Sockler's one.
Sockler, I think.
Barron could be off, eh?
He's on contract, I think.
Barron will be doing so funny. His tenure lasted 33 days. And didn't they win a single league game? Is that. Whose tenure's been worse, Derek Adams or Neil Warnock's this season?
Derek Adams. He was there longer and I think he just literally dismantled his team mentally with the way he spoke about them. Genuinely.
He just broke them down mentally, didn't he?
He just ripped them apart.
That was bizarre, man.
I'd like to see Derek Adams as a cowboy.
And then the Ross County chairman gave him a pot. He's brought in about seven players in Jan and left 2 weeks later.
Was it his decision to leave?
I think it was one of them where he's probably going to get the sack and there's been a mutual agreement there. But for me, him. Because I think I think he just can put a disrespect to the league as well, Derek Adams.
Who are you going, Derek Adams?
Definitely Derek Adams, just for the way he come up. You're taking a team on that's in a relegation battle and you come out and publicly slate them all. That's one way of getting losing your dressing room, and then you're asking the boys to turn up on a Saturday for you.
No. Well, by the way, our team were sitting during the game, kept checking the East Kilbride result. Brilliant. You're nearly there now, mate, aren't you?
Nearly there. I think we need to just win Saturday.
Do you know I was
Saturday.
There?
Did you go, mate?
I was there.
How were we? Mixed just all right?
No bad, aye. Like, I've seen he's better, but he's were still comfortable and controlling. Aye.
On the new signings, Andy, playing, though?
Huh?
On the new signings, playing.
What? 17 now, new signings.
Just asking. Just this is a different week.
I thought the centre-half was good.
Did you think it'll be hard?
I tried again with Broomhill 2 years ago.
Did you?
He was clear. He was one mate told us he was signing, mate. I was buzzing. Right centre, he was going to be a right centre back. And then he phoned us the next day saying,
"Is that the boy we met him? I must have fucked it.
I think you didn't fuck it, huh?
The butcher.
I've always liked him for a couple of years.
He was good.
He came in and done really well.
Do you think it'll be hard, though? And I know it's people maybe say it's excuses, but do you think it'll be hard if you win it in the next game or two or whatever, and then you've got 6 games where you've already won the league and then you've got the playoffs after that? Do you think that's hard to keep
going? No, I don't think so. No, I think Mick's really good at making sure that doesn't happen, mate. That's where Mick's really good set of standards.
The playoffs
doesn't
be
allow
brilliant.
People to drop. So.
Wouldn't they, mate?
Looking forward to it, mate. I'm looking forward to
the playoffs.
It is a pain in the arse, mate, but what a way to end the season, mate.
Aye, I'm looking forward to it now.
Spartans done it last year, didn't the Spartans?
I'm hoping that everything going well, that East Kilbride Touchwood get an opportunity to get into the league, football league, because I think once they get into that league, I think that club can definitely grow.
I know what you're saying about signing players, but of course it is. But the owner deserves massive credit. He's spent a lot of money, mate.
He's ambitious, isn't
he's ambitious, mate. And we need more people.
So that's why when they go, if fortunate enough to get the results needed to get into League Two, I can see East Kilbride.
Oh, we want to get into it when League Two, mate. 100%.
That's where I see.
Andy, you answered that last game we went up to, where you said even if sort of higher up divisions commit, like say, it's actually be hard to, because of the setup.
The setup is incredible. Aye. Unreal academy, facilities, ambitious chairmen, good players, good football people, and fan base, mate.
I know we've spent a lot of money, but we have played some, the boys have played some great stuff.
The boy that you signed,
Robertson,
no too long ago.
He's the best in the world,
didn't
he?
Neil of him did.
I saw his goal on Saturday.
He's just started a new job as a bin man.
Who, Robertson is?
Rob, he's a bin man.
He's a good footballer. He's quite
Wayne Rooney like.
So, what you saying, Mick Kennedy for Aberdeen job?
Aye, not bad.
He's want good football. looks like Dave Cormack's going to, I think he's just picking guys called Dave. Sounds like him, innit? He's actually pitching himself as a manager, but should they get somebody else to try and pick the manager? Because we need to be honest.
Alan Burrows must be involved in the process. I'm not having for a minute that Dave Cormack's the sole person picking the manager.
Do you think there should be a football guy in there that helps with that as well?
That's what Alan Burrows is.
Is he a football guy?
That's what he's supposed to be.
Is he?
I think he did really well at Motherwell in terms of his community stuff and that. And
I think he's great on that side of things, mate. But is he a sporting director?
That's his role, so that's what he's supposed to do.
Is it? Nah, well, I'm not having that. I don't even know him, so I don't even
know. So I wanted to ask you this. Did he get the managers right, the ones he picked when he was the Motherwell chief?
Aye, but Cormack's the one that's picked all the Aberdeen managers.
Yeah, that's what I heard on Saturday.
And then obviously on the Motherwell, Alan Burrows.
I think Alan Burrows had the same Robson getting it, mate. I remember that. Am I right?
Did he?
The speculation again, but I feel as if Alan Burrows must be part of a process hiring the Aberdeen manager. He must be.
We've been the part of his role, aye? So, yeah.
But for me, they need to. They're a bit sporadic, I think, in who they've sort of hired over the last sort of three, four appointments. You don't see one clear direction, and if they get the manager wrong, they bring in somebody that's still going towards the same direction. What do they want? Do they want good football? Do they want youth players coming through? Or is it just about results?
I think a couple of those appointments you can understand. So obviously the Stephen Glass one, young Scottish coach in America, and they decided to give him an opportunity. Hasn't he worked out? Then Barry Robson's obviously got that job by default because he's the youth guy. So he's in there just to kind of steady the ship. But by going in there and steady the ship, he ended up going on a run of games that you couldn't say, oh, we kind of know give this guy the job. Mm-hmm. So like, they two maybe kind of like picked themselves.
I think that's what they'd have done again with Neil Warnock, Kev. I think if Neil Warnock came in and done well, they'd have given the job.
Yeah,
aye.
But they don't make any sense.
Is that a long-term,
no.
Is that a long-term project?
They have to pick somebody and give it time for it to all to work, because it's not just the first team that suffer, the whole
but
club
like, see, a club like Aberdeen and the money they're spending in their wage budget, they should be looking for instant success. Yeah. But 100%. I still think you need to have, like, you still need a plan. Like, yeah.
But do you also think, I also think, like, Celtic, Rangers, Hearts, Aberdeen and Hibs,
yeah,
I think their jobs should go to somebody that's won something somewhere else or been successful somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
See, definitely been successful,
rookie, being rookie managers going into these sort of jobs, I don't think it ever works.
See, when you look, I don't know all their budgets and what they spend, but you get wind of what some players are earning, right? At those five clubs that you've mentioned, apart from the Old Firm, because they get well played, but the other three, in terms of levels of football and fan base and stuff we get in Scottish football, some of the players in those squads get paid handsomely well. So you're wanting somebody
that can deal with that.
That can deal with that, because there is players in there getting paid £300,000-£500,000 a year, and that's a fact.
I reckon Hibs, Hearts and Aberdeen will all be double Kilmarnock's wage bill.
Aye.
Do some money.
I'm pretty sure last year I heard a figure being bandied about that Hearts had an £11 million wage budget last year.
And Hibs, Hearts and Aberdeen have all paid big fees for players. Like Venti was apparently £900,000. Saw Club is about £500,000. Aberdeen have done that a couple with transfers. Hearts have done it with Junhoff coming in with something like £300,000-£400,000.
Well, he was £300,000.
Aye. I think the Hearts have paid a couple of
things. Take into the English Championship, which is a great league, everybody says. A lot of teams in English Championship don't buy players.
What is it, free transfer?
Like in English Championship, nobody goes out and spends millions of pounds on players in English Championship. It kind of filters around.
Aberdeen, it's been a complete and utter, almost an embarrassment the way they've appointed managers. They appointed Stephen Glass and said they were changing the whole structure of the club. We want to play football now, we want to bring youth. We get rid of him and then they went back to almost just direct football.
Again, Stephen Glass got appointed, mate, when he was like a manager of the second league in America. Had never won any.
Crazy.
But if you we all know their squad, like Aberdeen have got good players, mate. Good.
Get Alec Neil.
If they hired him, Alec Neil would be a good appointment.
Definitely,
would
be a great appointment for Aberdeen.
That is a
what's he doing? Is he managing?
He got promoted with Norwich, didn't he? He's obviously Stoke, Preston. He's done well.
Got promoted with Sunderland and then took the job to Stoke. Never quite worked it, but he didn't become a bad manager.
Can I fling one in that?
I like that.
I think he'll come in the door that Big Kev might know. Like, I think Jack Ross will be in for the hunt as well.
Aye.
Don't think he deserves it.
I think he's been actively trying to get back in somewhere.
I don't mind Jack Ross. I just think he's kind of.
He never did great at Sunderland, though, did he?
No, Sunderland I would always disagree, but I just think he's done the rounds.
But see, Sunderland, he was they sold his best player in January, didn't they? The striker, I remember that. They were sitting in the top three and then they sold the striker at Bordeaux or something. I remember watching it.
Maja.
So he went through a hard time at Sunderland, where the club was at that time. I mean, it was a lot of ownership changes.
Exactly the same as Aberdeen now. They've appointed United, didn't they?
That's a good point.
Can I get sacked there and then head?
And then get the Aberdeen job.
Sacked for where?
I'd maybe agree with that.
No, you're right. I'd agree with you, Paul.
He done very well at St Mirren. Done very well at Hibs. Like, everyone's allowed a bad job or two, no?
I would agree with that.
No,
yeah.
But I think he definitely deserves another chance, but I didn't know if your chance should be the Aberdeen job.
Right, I don't think Aberdeen fans would be overly excited if it was Jack Ross chucked into the hat.
Lenny's won how many Premier League
Lenny,
titles?
Alec Neil, they two names, I think, if I was an Aberdeen fan, I would be thinking.
Some Aberdeen fans would be happy with Lenny. I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Why do you think that would be?
Has there anything ever happened there with Lenny when he's played with Celtic?
Probably,
aye. Nah, I don't know. I think their fans are never happy, are they? But no.
Right, the moment we've all been waiting for, and a lot of fans have been saying they miss your take on Celtic. So, what have you thought of them since you've been off?
I was quite critical of wee Brendan Winter.
Brendan them off?
No. But just in the media and stuff, I thought he was almost.
5 foot three, sweet. All right.
Same height as you, wee man.
Same height as me, meaning.
Oh, terrible that height.
Yelmer's calls him Big Brendan, didn't he? Big Brendan! Big
man. I was critical, probably. I was the one right out there with Big Boss that done it. A lot of people don't. Big name Rogers didn't really want to upset people. I mean, Rogers obviously got on, and I went out there and.
Emails
you've
have
just
stopped.
You've just turned on him.
The emails have
away.
Definitely
no,
stopped.
No, no, no.
He's changed his email address. He's right back. In case he gets an email.
It's in the spam folder. It's in the spam folder.
He has changed, I think, the way he's been speaking in the media.
That's because of your criticism?
Genuinely, aye, because nobody really pulled up. So I think he's probably seen, what am I actually doing here? Because it doesn't matter who you are. They players are not.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That building, when he continually said about we need more quality, they're drawing, need more quality, players will start going, well, he thinks I'm shite. We start to do that. I do worry, though, Si, going forward about if McGregor's out the rest of the season. I had a right big thought of, I thought it was going to come down to the game at Ibrox. If Rangers won it, I thought they were going to win the league. They had, that would end up going to five. Listen, there's obviously other games where they might slip up. I think if Celtic didn't get beat, they would be the favourites. But now with McGregor, Carter Vickers missing,
again,
which I think he's actually Celtic's most important player, Vickers.
Do you?
Alongside McGregor, but...
Well, if you, I mean, Levitt, when was, I'll get this wrong. Levy have not scored 2 goals a lot of times this season, have they?
Did you see the goals?
Uh-huh.
If I was to
Celtic
pick one...
Celtic stepping up when there's no pressure on the ball, right?
If I was to pick one, I'm with you. I think Carter Vickers is the most important.
Is there any word on how long McGregor's injured for?
I've heard rumours it's...
There's rumours it's a season, but...
Is there?
I've heard it different.
He's hearing a lot, and he's not since that coaching.
And this one's like a really good... I don't think it's a season.
No?
Any word on the tie coming back?
I think they thought it was an Achilles, but apparently it's a calf injury.
Because Achilles would be a killer.
Achilles, that would be...
If it's a calf... Depending on obviously how bad the tear is.
What's a calf, 6 weeks?
If it's a grade one, 2 or 3 weeks for grade two, it's probably 6 weeks, aye. But again, it's a period you don't want to miss him, do you?
Is Hatate no back training?
See, that would be brilliant.
I heard he was back training
as well, because Brendan even said, I've got Carter Vickers back and Rio will not be far away. But that was fucking 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
What did you make the game yesterday? And what did you make the comment? And this is a good one for you as well. James Forrest is the best winger at the club, but he's not played all year.
That's mad. That
who said that?
After the game, he said Brendan Rodgers said James Forrest is the best winger at the club.
To be fair, when Jamesy came on, I thought he did.
No, I think he is right up there. But the
point is, so he's not played all year.
He's not even been in the squad.
So why is he not playing?
I thought when he came on, I thought he was very direct. He looked like the James Forrest of old. But
I'd like to see him as a cowboy with Jamesy.
Oh, listen, when he got on a horse, that boy, a pony. Shetland pony. Up you go, son.
But
no, couldn't look better. I did my same.
He looked like a wee bit of confidence.
I thought it was really good, to be really honest.
Aye.
Just kept chipping passes.
Aye, you chip, flick.
Wasn't it interested in passing on the ditch? But
defensively, stepping up, and there's no pressure on the ball. Olivia's just turned that ball, and Stephen Wills is just fixated in the ball. There's a guy standing 5 yards to your right here. And then that boy just comes in and, hey, great finish by the guy. And then the big boy...
They had a big chance, Levy.
The header.
I think Celtic missed a lot of chances, I know.
I'm not being funny, though. I know we've spoken about it. Libby's defending, man. Honestly. Like, Davey must be pulling his hair out.
Can I say he's pulling his hair out?
The hair he's got, though. He must be pulling it out.
Must be pulling his
pubes. Because, by the way, like, see their actual structure and shape at times in games? It's good.
The right back's
individual errors all the time.
The right back is miles off.
Mate, what about Celtic second? Where the boys go... 10 seconds to clear the ball, the edge of the box, and he gets it took off
him. See, as a manager, mate, you would want to leather him, wouldn't you? You genuinely would want to leather him. What are you doing, man?
What are you doing, genuinely? And then the boy, I think it was Nottingham for the fourth one. Like, for me, that's like basics of defending. You've got to have your shoulders open where you know where the attacker's coming from. You can see the ball and the man, and he's caught. That's my Ida's game,
and that will be getting coached at player to pro.
Exactly. No, but that's my Ida's game. Like, coming into the back post, and
will you be bringing any coaches into here? Academy to help out with you.
Say that again, sorry.
Will you look to bring any other coaches in to help you not do it?
You'll be one of them,
one
for
of them?
Sure.
I think I know who one is.
We've already
one who's very articulate vocabulary with maybe the posher kids.
We've already got
and he's first aid trained.
I know two.
Those are for
Pink and Dick Campbell.
They are Pink and Dick Campbell. That's with hair. Dick.
Dick and Pink.
Dick and Pink with hair.
How can you call your brothers Dick and Pink?
is he actually called Pink?
I think he's called Pink.
The boy Yengi's good, eh?
Aye.
Mate, you called that. But I was going to say as well, Hibs, Aberdeen, Hearts. I don't want to take players away from clubs, but he could play that level.
100%. I thought he was very, very good. See the one, his goal... Even just to like get him rolled and finished was outstanding, but
that's good. That's not a text.
That's a review
but isn't it?
That's a text.
You've got a wee PV Uber before he gets on yet.
Oh fuck me. The fucking speed that Uber drivers drive over speed bumps is a fucking speed bump. Get over it.
Simon.
Where'd you go?
I was running late for that fucking flight. He was the slowest Uber driver I've ever had in my life, mate.
It's nice you phone me for a little.
There's a temporary...
Is it in Italy?
There's a temporary hanging in the motorway just now, mate. 40. See, when there's a temporary hanging, there's no cameras there. You just drive through it, didn't you? 40, mate. He dropped his thing at 40, mate. I'm watching it. 39 mile an hour, he's driving it on the motorway. And then he heard the speed bumps, honestly.
What was that,
man?
from your bit to the airport? £30.
30,
that's cheap.
That's airports usually about 40.
You must be loaded, man. No. So if you think about that, that journey was 15 minutes, well, fucking 30 minutes with him driving. He got 30 quid for an hour.
No,
you
paid,
in the airport,
you paid
airport.
30, so he would only have got about 22 or 23.
Even still, Tommy, if he does three of them in that time in an hour, that's 66 quid an hour you're getting.
There's only three of them in an hour.
Aye, you're saying it's a half an hour journey. Oh. You
no, a 20 minute journey from my house to the airport.
I mean, you're not picking somebody up straight away.
Well, see, when he dropped me, the jobs are flashing up, mate.
He's ready.
He's a loaded man. Plead poverty, yeah.
You're actually thinking about doing it, aren't you?
I would do it. You've been considering it? Definitely.
Oh, you'd be a pain in the arse to as a driver, wouldn't you?
No.
Questions in that shape, man. Would you think that centre half for Albion Rovers? No. Driver. No interest.
Have you been to watch Celtic Court?
Only once, mate. Went to, what was that game, Celtic v Kilmarnock.
In the players' lounge?
I was in the players' lounge.
Greg
Taylor's man came up to me. She's been through a wee bit as well. So she spoke to us and she was so lovely and she shared the podcast. It's brilliant, so keep it up. But it was really nice. Quite worried that when I watched it like that, Davy Kelly. The second half, they just sort of fell away and I couldn't really understand what they were doing, but they have. I mean, I know Rangers are missing a lot of players today, so and teams they miss when their key players out. Celtic have missed, haven't they? Hitati been out, Vickers has been out times of the season, so I do think if they were fit, you'd have seen a better Celtic at times. But it's not an excuse when you play the Celtic, can it?
I don't know if I'm buying that, mate.
No,
there has to be a reason, because you have a squad, and the squad reason you have a squad is to bring the players come in to replace what you lose, and there should be.
I've got about 50 players, mate.
Aye.
Most people put 11 on that can beat Kilmarnock.
Like, watching that yesterday and they went 1-0 up, I thought, right, okay, they could go and get the second or third. That's the problem. They need to get that second goal quicker than the other teams are equalising. The other night against Dundee, they scored the fastest second and third within 15 minutes. Whereas yesterday, Livy could have been 3-2 up. If that header, Joe Hart doesn't make that save.
I think Celtic did miss a hell of a lot.
Aye, they had a few chances, but you're really. Like you said, Livy haven't scored two goals many times this season. If Livy are scoring two,
it's not even that, Andy. They hit the post as well.
But Celtic did have a lot of chances.
Wait. So see, if Carter Vickers was out for a sustained amount of time and McGregor was, what would you go team wise? Who would you put in?
I think I'd go two up.
Mate, it still kills me that Kyogo's that sits on the bench, mate.
I think Ida and Kyogo can work together up.
I like day two a lot of that Kilmarnock game, actually. Right. They were the bright sparks.
I think he's quite good at taking the ball into his feet.
He is, but see, you know, they're very clever about doing. He's wanting to pin the sort of centre half and pin him there. But he was actually quite clever. The big man sometimes dropped in. And when he dropped in, Kyogo went.
So that could work with two. But then who do you put in the midfield?
Because I think Awat is a sitter, mate. No. I think you could just go Awat and O'Reilly as a two, because Awat is actually sets up the third one, right?
Right.
Higher up the pitch. I think they work fine as a two. Kyogo in at that 10.
Would you go Bernardo or Awat?
Bernardo, actually, I'm totally dishonest. I prefer Bernardo to Awat.
I like Bernardo.
Bernardo showed that he can break into the box.
Box as well, he can do that.
I did set up a goal,
But O'Reilly's kind of fell off the boil a wee bit, isn't it?
But that's why I was interested in seeing you was playing Ida and Kyogo. I think O'Reilly's suffering for that. Because O'Reilly was that number 10 for the first 6 months of the season. He was the best player in the league.
But see,
I think since he's played that deeper one, he's no had the same output that he...
O'Reilly's been inconsistent up and down throughout this whole season. It started off well, fell off a bit, then picked it up just before Christmas, got an opportunity possibly maybe to go to Madrid with the offer there, if that was led to believe. Then he had a good January, and I feel like February, March, he's kind of just... He's kind of like up and down.
I thought he was the best player in the league up until Christmas. First half of the season.
Kyogo's been punished because he stole Tom Boyd's teeth.
Mate, has to be a gum shield, didn't he, last year? I would love his growth.
Derek Ferguson, man.
He needs to grow his hair, Dale, didn't he?
Aye.
Who's cut that? Wee Groggers, innit?
I would have, because he's near him.
He lives up the West End, didn't he?
That's proper growth, that, innit?
What about Mikey Johnson, by the way? He is flying at West Brom.
Oh my word. He is flying, mate.
He's got 4 or 5 or something.
Best player in the league.
But I'm talking about world class goals he's scoring.
He's beating three and just stanching.
Every time he scores on the West Brom, boys like that. Oh my God. Every single time.
So see, watching him, he's playing out the left, coming in and the right.
Always played on the right, Celtic.
He's always played on the right in Celtic, so. I was always convinced that I know a lot of Celtic fans say Mikey Johnson know the answer, but at least that guy was direct. I used to find he was always
We spoke about it with Yang as well. I think when your wingers, like, you need runs of games, you need to build confidence. Yeah. That's what wingers are. You can't get played for 30 minutes and then if you do well, you start a game. See if you're rubbish, you don't play.
You
out for
you need a run of games, you're right, Andy.
So I think like he's obviously benefiting for that, he's flying.
Have you ever seen anybody leave Celtic and Rangers and go on and do really well? That maybe weren't playing at Celtic and Rangers?
Who was the boy at Rangers that went to Birmingham and was. Ridiculous, got player of the year.
That boy's playing at Solskjaer.
Bakuna, Umar Sadiq.
Sadiq's
he's the one,
Sadiq. Yeah, he is the one, isn't he?
Fly.
Mate, he got ridiculed on here, man.
He's brutal about it.
Even look at, I know he did play for Celtic, but Jack and McAdoo scoring some goals in MLS.
But he was good at Celtic, though,
scored a hat-trick at the weekend.
There'll be a lot of ones out there, I think.
There's no many leave the old firm and go on and do better things, but...
Are you surprised Rodgers let the two go, Turnbull and Johnson, when they did? I think both of them did have to move on eventually. Maybe, but
Turnbull for me, no. Definitely.
Are you under that, wasn't he, mate?
Mate, he was Celtic's top goal scorer after the start of the season.
But I just think I don't think he's as good as Bernardo.
But see what McGregor, a big thing I think about Turnbull, right? Is when you're at a Celtic or Rangers, right? You're breaking down a low block that they need to do every single week.
Mm-hmm. Shots.
Turnbull with that. Right 100%. Foot, 20 yeah. yards, 25 yards. How many times have we seen it with Celtic? We scored outside the box.
Yeah.
Mm. Like you need to have sort of different profiles of midfielders, and I think he was the only one at Celtic would do that. He would have a go for it. Remember Christie at Celtic used to get caned for it.
Yeah.
How many did he score? Mm-hmm. How many did they score for 25 yards out? We have
him
for sure.
I was surprised when they did let him go. I thought it would have been ended. I think that both of them, Mikey Johnson and Turnbull, did have to move on for themselves as well. I think it should have been in.
To be fair as well, Turnbull was out of contract the summer. Maybe he didn't want to sign. So
this league would decided on. Celtic's injury list.
Yeah, but Rangers. Listen,
no, I know Rangers as well, but.
Even the wingers, Rangers, aren't they?
No, but I think Silva looks better.
Silva looks better left than Sparrow's boy Sterling.
But they keep playing Boy Sterling.
I think he's very good.
We're going to come in now. 2-0-1 at East Road to boot their place, would you think, to the game? Rangers deserve it.
Aye. First half, first 10, 15 minutes was scrappy, but then I thought Rangers were really good at the end of the first half. But I was really, really surprised at Hibs' approach to the game. I just thought with Rangers on Thursday at Benfica, I thought they would have a right go to start. And then when they did do that in the second half, obviously Nick Montgomery changed something. I thought Hibs were really good up to the first send off. You could see Hibs scoring a goal until obviously the send off sort of kills them. But I thought their approach to the second half was more what I was expecting for the start, because Rangers was in complete control the first half. I don't think
they started the exact same.
I may be wrong, but I can't remember Hibs having a chance in the first half.
The only one, the Butland, when he started to dribble. That was the only one that they had. But
other than that, I couldn't really.
Who was good for Hibs?
The boy that's the centre half that played midfield, Triantis, he was good, really good, aye.
But like a ball player?
Just really composed, aye, did the basics really well, played forward when he could. Like, I know he's a centre half, but you always think when a centre half plays centre mid, they look uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he did. I thought he looked really composed. I thought he'd done well.
The boy that we've been talking about for a while, is it Makonde?
Makonde is like, the boy Malida looks rapid as well.
Is that him that shut down Butland?
He's quick.
He got after. What about Rangers? You saying like you like Sterling?
I like Sterling.
I think he's really good.
He can see me play anywhere, can't
he? Mad, innit?
I mean, I think he came as a fullback, you were thinking he's called? Or a centre-back?
A fullback.
Yeah,
he was playing right wing, and he's actually creating chances. I watched him against Benfica, and he was brilliant that night.
Good energy about that boy. Really he's everywhere.
What did you make of the incidents? With these two yellow cards? I want to talk about the penalty first. I don't know, why even?
Penalty by the law is a penalty. But why
Sterling, see if it's a striker, I can remember.
I know, just let him have his shot. Hopefully Marshall saves it, whatever. But the second one, where the boy's first yellow card was a yellow card, and then the one that he's trying to obviously run away, Matondo. I know Andy's ready to argue about it.
Good.
I think it's harsh, but I can see why it's been given.
It's a second yellow all day for me. All day.
Based on the fact he pulls him and what, do you think an arm?
He doesn't even look at the ball. He goes that way. He body checks him, which was already a foul. And then the arm, don't get me wrong, Matondo makes a melee, but it's a second yellow. And
it's stupid with the guy,
he could have been off the pitch well before. Yeah. He never got booked for the penalty. He's brought somebody down from behind and didn't get booked for a penalty. And then his first booking that he eventually gets was a madness tackle, because the boy we're talking about, Triantis, is there to affect Lawrence on the ball. And he just sort of takes him out. I'm not buying in. I've seen a lot of people saying he should have got a booking for pushing the physio and Ross McCausland off the pitch. I'm not buying that.
It's just
ushering somebody out. But he was lucky to still be on the pitch, and then it's a second booking all day long. I think the ref got every decision right except for, I think the second red card, I think, is But my big thing about it is I would be surprised if anyone didn't think it was a red in full speed. Mm. I think everyone would probably admit, what's he doing? That's a red.
Mm.
But then when you look at the replay, when there's no much contact there, you've got to think, listen, why he jumps in 2 feet off the ground is beyond me.
Foster's not in it.
But if you've no made contact, it's difficult to argue then
is
sent
it,
off.
Is it not the intent?
But the clear novice error is probably a factor in that as well. As we are looking at that thinking, it's not really a clear novice error. I'm not too sure, but...
I know.
Listen, in my opinion, Hibs did lose their discipline after the first red card because they were just...
Well, there's somebody behind the scenes at Open Goal was passionate about it. I wonder if he'd have the boys to come on and debate it.
Come on, sit down, Pence.
He was very vocal last night.
I wonder if
he... Have a seat. We had a debate.
Vocal, he was vocal in the chat last night.
He was very vocal last night.
It's amazing you get a Hibby on your show.
But boy, it's not a full-on Boyle in the lead-up to the penalty either. What people are arguing about, never a full. Never a full.
Was there a replay of that? I couldn't get a replay of it.
Aye, I saw it. It was just a... Did you? I don't know where he landed, funny.
Oh, sorry, you talked about when he goes half injured?
Aye.
I never seen a replay, but...
Is it wee Ripley?
Listen, it's a worrying one, because he's been a massive... You hope he's all right, because it looked as if he landed
on
the
net, which is he made a statement to say he's okay.
Did you watch Rangers v Benfica?
No, aye. You're training.
Did you?
You look really good.
Who, Rangers?
Aye.
Did they?
Like, coached really well. I actually think...
You see, off the ball or
off the ball? And even on the ball, but I think... Benfica individually got better players, but I think as a team, Rangers look better coached than Benfica.
Paul, spot on.
Geese are all.
Rangers look very.
Give him a track.
He's very organised.
I
thought Benfica were all over the shop as a team.
Yeah.
But you can see they've got very good players.
The boy Rafa, he was outstanding.
Benitez, is that
Jal Neves, the 18-year-old Neves in the middle of the pitch.
He was great. He got the next one.
Rafa Benitez in a football strip. Imagine him as a cowboy.
But I thought Benfica were poor, I thought Benfica were
Rangers
really
should actually probably be disappointed coming back with a draw.
Well, especially with the goals you conceded.
I've scored an OG in my life, but baffles me that he seeded that ball in that net.
I still can't work out why how he's done that.
Because the delivery's so slow in it, it's not like whipped into a
that's where he has to come into the player to pro academy. And they need to look at that
situation. I think his body position's wrong, by the way.
You check your body position. Can you see the ball? Can you see the man instead of facing that? Because
I'm going to defend our referees and all while I'm wearing a referee's kit. The shooter penalty in Europe's a disgrace as well. A disgrace.
He did that on his own.
What was that?
Mate, you can't. The rule state, if you deflect it onto your own hand, it's no a penalty.
It's no a penalty.
And shooter heads it onto his. When he heads it, it's going out for a corner to Benfica. So see if it deflects and hits off it. How can you get a penalty for that? See if he heads it and it's going in the Rangers' goal and it deflects off his hand. I can understand the argument, but how can you honestly get a penalty for that?
Especially with that head. If it comes off that head, it can go anywhere.
Listen.
Do you think you'll beat Benfica at home?
Aye.
Do you know what? See, before the tie, I'd have fancied Benfica, but no. I think
Rangers need a performance like last year when they had their European run, whatever it was. When they started the home games fast and got the crowd on their side, I think they didn't get an early goal. I think they'll take care of it.
Yeah, by the way, Beale got slaughtered for his recruitment. Some of the recruitment's been outstanding now.
I know, but is that because Clement's made them better?
But there's still ones that haven't worked out.
Who are you talking about? Sterling, obviously.
Sterling, Butland.
Mate, Beale didn't play Sterling. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're talking about recruitment, he didn't play him.
Yeah.
But I think massively for Rangers is having the likes of Tom Lawrence back and Lundstrom. Looks like a solid midfield two there.
Do you add the contract, Lundstrom?
6 months to go on his deal.
Who, Lundstrom?
But he's kicked, mate. He's fucked himself. You can't be kissing badges and leave 6 months later. You have fucked yourself.
He's doing this because he's thinking the Rangers fans are going to get on his side because we're now seeing European version of John Lundstrom. So that'll get him his new deal.
He does look back to his best position, doesn't he?
He's been brilliant, has he?
He's been Rangers' best player since Clement came in, definitely.
He's been very, very good.
We Ridvan, which is absolutely
top.
I thought the Benfica game was his only poor game under Clement. I thought it was poor against Benfica, but he's excellent.
I like that.
Ridvan's good.
Is he? Is Ridvan good, isn't
it? He's improved,
he's decent.
He's in your under 13 class.
I know, aye. I got his date of birth through and said 2014.
Aye.
But he's improved, definitely.
Where can people sign up, when you say?
So on the Instagram, we've got a...
Check the form, it's a good, easy, good form.
What's that then?
In terms of, like, when you're coming in, like, you're ticking off what level you think your kid's at. That helps, like, Sandy.
Oh, the forum, sorry, I thought you meant the actual...
Form.
Form they're in.
That's good.
Are you worried? can maybe be with
Patrick. Who do you make favourites?
Oh, worried about the.
Oh, sorry.
You're not taking on teams, Andy, not just
individual. No, I'm not taking on teams. That's Slaney's. That's Slaney's in your bag.
Not real fit, boy.
I picked up a guy on Saturday afternoon. They get in the car, they had tracky on.
You picked him up?
Do you know how they had tracky on me? A briefcase. A briefcase, right?
I know what's in that briefcase. He's got a tracky on.
No, I said, Harry Monk. Says, mate, you got a tracky on. You're the last guy I thought walking about with a briefcase. And I says, what's in that briefcase? He says, none of your fucking business. And I was like, I'm only asking.
Don't mind
him. And then followed in the road, it was quite quiet, so I thought, I'll fucking ask him again. I says, yeah, mate, the fuck's in that briefcase?
This is a load of shit, I know. I've heard this.
Have you?
Is it a joke?
It's a joke. Bastard. You killed it, man.
Killed it.
Tell the joke now. Finish it.
So
you can't.
So then
he
said,
he leaves the briefcase. What was in it? None of your fucking business.
And then I said, I got him out and they left the briefcase. And you, one of you daffies, would have said, what's in that?
No bad. Not bad.
Would you fail for it?
No.
Be gullible or whatever. I don't
think. I think I seen it in the Thingies podcast that you've done it with. The big. Big fat guy that played in England for ages.
Kev.
Parky.
John Parky.
Oh, John Parky.
Big fat guy, you like that?
I'll ask you individually, who do you make favourites for the league now?
Rangers.
Kev.
Based on Saturday, Celtic's performance, Sunday Celtic's performance, I would say Rangers as well.
I think Rangers are playing better than Celtic.
Can't wait to see the Celtic fan forum for you tomorrow, boy. Celtic all day. Celtic all day.
The norm, innit? It's a norm, it'll be something.
Now, do you make Celtic favourites now?
Wasn't saying that in Bologna. I said that fans saw it.
Hey,
I said that he appeases the fans.
I've said that it's all going to come down.
No, but never mind what it's going to come down to. Who's the favourites?
Right now, today.
Well, see, for Monday, me, Rangers are top league with a gap and they're playing better. So why would they not be favourites?
But you look at that game, Rangers get beat with Motherwell.
I know, but Celtic got beat with Hearts, didn't
it? That was kind of class. That was disgusting, the decisions we get done. That was just completely killing it. But can you see that performance? I don't know where that performance came from with Rangers. Is it because of goat tap and they're maybe feeling that pressure a wee bit? I don't know. Celtic have been there and done it, so
I get that argument. I like that. I like your opinion on that. But when I watched that Motherwell Rangers game and I thought, oh wow, watching that, I thought Celtic will do all right against Rangers on that basis of that performance. And then Celtic then go and hammer Dundee and I think, oh wow, they are back. And then I watched that Livy game and then I'm now sitting thinking, Celtic's got more bad performances in them than Rangers have at this minute in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far away
from
the game.
For me, that Motherwell one was a one-off because then they bounce back and go and get a draw with Benfica away in Lisbon. That's a sign of a good side.
I think we're so far away from it, but I do think Rangers will win at Ibrox and I think Celtic win at Celtic Park. So I think it's going to be the same points. But I still think, I said it at the time, both teams will drop points to everybody else at Celtic, 100%.
But who?
Well, Rangers look as if they need to go to Killie at Rugby Park again in the split, which has been a nightmare game for both old firms this year.
They
so
beat Killie there, didn't they? I'm trying to go against your point.
They'll both drop points again, for me.
Who are you saying favourite, sorry?
Honestly, I think it's so hard to call
right,
that.
So who are you saying? Are you going to sit on the fence or are you going to gain opinion?
Do you know what, mate? I'll tell you now. The game at Ibrox is really the one that's going to decide.
Right, so who's favourites, fuck's sake?
Celtic.
All right, wee man.
Good to hear the Celtic show back in it.
No, listen.
Wee Jerry thingy there, what's his name?
Jerry Spinner.
McCulloch.
Wee Jerry McCulloch.
Brought his green jacket with him as well.
So he did look when he's returned. But boy. Will Lindstrom still be it? Rangers are
just.
Will he get offers for down south, as in Prem clubs?
Nah. I think Rangers will offer him.
I think he'll stay Rangers.
Term. He's a Luton player, mate. Oh, he'll be at Luton next year, something like that.
I think Rangers will offer him less than what he's on there now.
Because he's age?
Aye.
What age is he?
I think he's 30 now, ain't he?
What did you say he was on again?
I don't know.
I think he must be enjoying his football in Scotland. I think even if they did offer him less terms, I think he's got to be looking at signing that because...
You think? If they offer him less money, you think he'll sign?
No, I think somebody's going
to... be off your nut to sign for less money.
Anybody
your last deal, big deal you're going to get, you're going to sign for less money.
Do you think somebody in the Prem's going to come and take John Lundstrom?
I think they probably would, mate.
Would they?
Or top championship, I think they would.
Aye, top championship.
Top championship, but
will they offer more than what?
Pay what were Rangers already paying them
with lesser terms?
Well, Leeds are not. They'd be paid off paying more Rangers.
They'll be Prem next year.
Nah.
I just think like Rangers have.
Would you sign for?
No,
we
didn't
30
sign
for less money. No chance, mate. If I'd played the season I just played, I would.
If it was the difference between Rangers and a championship team, 100%.
Oh,
no. Rangers will offer them less.
I think they will, mate. I think they've talked about this player trading model so much. If John Lundstrom's not going to be a sellable asset if he signs another 2-year contract. They're not selling him at 32.
Will he be one of the highest paid players?
I think he will be. Right now, I think he'll be in the top Aye. Top five, definitely, aye. So I'd imagine they'd offer less terms, but I think it's a no-brainer that they offer.
And do you think like a Leeds or a Leicester or a Southampton's going to turn around and say, well, we'll give John Lunch from 35 grand a week? Well, I don't see it.
We'll see, won't we?
We'll see, but just opinion.
You ever been in that position before? No, the position you're thinking about when you're in the last 6 months of your deal? It's the worst, mate, innit?
Have you been in it?
Uh-huh. Mate, I got so told, DeCanio offered me a new deal. He said, we'll get you a new deal sorted. And he left like 2 weeks later. Deal done, new manager comes in. Signed like four guys for Spurs on loan who were with a view to sign in the summer. Played out of position for the last 6 months of your season and fucked, mate. Get told you're not getting kept.
Brutal, mate.
I knew. See, as soon as the Spurs boys came in, they went straight into the team. New manager came in, put them straight into the team. Shoved it to wide right and like, I have fucked this, man.
I think the worst thing for me was going for like Coventry to Scotland and the wage difference. Like it was nearly like dropped like nearly treble your wages.
What's that?
To come to Scotland.
That's what I did as well, mate.
And you're like,
brutal.
You just adapt. I was always used to having fucking the money, so it was okay.
What about you, Andy, have you had that situation?
A few times, aye. Couple different though. Like when I was 6 months left at Middlesbrough, I'd already knew that summer before I wanted to leave. And then I went on loan at Bradford, and when I was doing well, I was like quite happy that I was out of contract, to be honest, because it gave me more options. Hearts, obviously, the similar. As much as I loved my time at Hearts, I wasn't playing, so I wanted to leave when I knew I had 6 months left. Then Rangers was obviously different, because at that point in time, I thought I was going to get a new contract, and then it was COVID. And
you only ever got 3 month contract.
3 months at the time, aye. Pays you play, I got.
See, when you're in that last 6 months, though, see if you have like a stinker of a game, see that night, you're like, there's no way I'm getting a new deal. You're like that.
I don't think I've ever done that.
That's what I was like.
I think every club I played with, and regardless of where I got into that last 6 months, I knew what was happening before then. So, like, as a son, when my contract was running, I was injured, I was getting offered a year, which I was happy to take. Coventry, I knew I was getting released, so I was paid up for 6 months, so that kind of softened the blow. Kilmarnock, I knew that I was going to Hearts, and then probably at Hearts. That was my tough time, because when I had the 6 months left at Hearts, I got paid up and I didn't have a club.
See, when you're at a contract, mate, and you're trying to get your agent, man.
See, I think the work, I think...
That is horrendous. You heard that, she's like, I phoned you Monday, mate, and there's no phoned you Monday.
You're blaming him, why you not got me a move?
I was meant to go to Bradford with Phil Parkinson, mate. My agent said it was basically done. Phone you on Monday, I'll get it sorted. See that? Phone is Monday, mate. Tell us whether it's good or bad.
The worst one is when you start getting the offers to go abroad, an agent phones you, I can get you abroad. I think I had the
one. You got a buzz for it and it never comes.
Cyprus, Turkey, Russia. And at one point I was on a plane to Monza in Italy.
Fuck Monza, mate.
And then, where else was I? The one to Turkey.
Dressed up as a cowboy.
Monza paid fortunes, man.
And then,
Stephen Craig.
And it never ever worked out. We can get you this, we can get you that. And you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's all right, I've got to move to Monza for £4,000 a week.
I think the worst thing about being out of contract is a field injury. And I know you should never think like that, but you're an injury away if you're near enough retiring, aren't you? Because
that's why you take it. You're injured.
If you get you do your cruise ship when you're out of contract 6 months, you're look at Gaz, mate, with GMS. Didn't his foot last year and couldn't out of contract in the summer. Didn't he get a deal with Kelly till, what was it, November or something?
Is he the sniff at Kelly yet?
He came on against Dundee, get assist for the
equaliser. But he had his piggy bank, didn't he? He puts money in his piggy bank every
day. When I was at Hearts,
full of pound coins.
When I was at Hearts and I got my bad hip injury, they were that bad financially with Romanov and that. They didn't even pay for me to get fixed.
So you had to pay
had to go to the English PFA and they put me through the treatment.
You were the same, weren't you? Did you not leave a club injured? Celtic, aye.
But that was my decision.
So what, you decided to leave a club injured when you still had months on your contract?
6 months left, and my take of heed was, because I had so many injuries in the past, I was like, I can't get another operation paid for, I can't do it.
Mate, that's nuts. Is nobody going to add to you, fuck that, get your operation?
I went and paid, so the money I got, I was like, listen, people say I spent 10k in Amsterdam, never ever the case.
20.
Remember that joke? You don't say that. But my money was.
I got told 22 times.
22 times in a row. Fucking hell, man. So should never have done it, because then I went and spent 7 or 8 grand on my hip and then done the rehab myself. And it was just all over the place, mate. Still to this day, it's no great. So that was probably ended me that decision.
Mate, that's genuinely one of the maddest things I've ever heard in my life. The fact that you left a club to pay your own operation and do your
own—that's my take. I hate, mate, and bat is absolutely
no. But I'm saying, like, the fact that that was allowed to happen as well with a young Scottish boy.
Listen, in Scottish football, this happens all the time.
Well, mate, do you know what I mean?
Happens all the time in Scottish football. Young kids no getting fixed properly or good advice. Like, I think my brother-in-law Jamie, he'd done his back at St Johnson, and they wouldn't pay for his surgery. He ended up leaving that club and gave up football because the surgery went wrong and he ended up with a curve in his spine and couldn't walk and took easy three, four years out of football.
Players take it shafted though.
Paid for about 8 operations this year.
Mate, we've had 7 operations this year.
Mate, but players, it's usually the opposite. Players get caned when they maybe want to go to a club. Clubs fucking shaft players and it doesn't get spoken about enough.
Oh, of course, mate.
That's the thing. Play this one more game for us. Just try and get through the pain barrier on Saturday.
As soon as you're not used to them.
Mate, even that swindle, that 6 months I'm talking about, I'd got 2 epidurals in my back, mate, to fucking play the playoffs.
And then they fuck get the end.
And then you get fucking released.
There'll be so many players out there that's happened to.
Mate, and now my back get fucked.
You should go get the, what do you call them, the sugar injections.
Aye, they're a myth, mate, the sugar injection.
I went to Müller Wolfhart in Germany, Bayern Munich for the...
I think that's Harry
for the animal injections. The fat from the animals. That's why I'm fat as fuck.
What about Oppenheimer last night, the Oscars? If you watched it,
I've not seen Oppenheimer.
Loved that film.
Did it win?
Well, he won. The cleaned up, mate.
Is Oppenheimer a good film?
But I wait, no.
I've not seen it yet.
But it's very good.
You'll like it.
I've not seen it either.
It's good.
Your dad, somebody says your dad was.
Poppenheimer.
Popping spots on his ass and calling himself Poppenheimer.
That was that era we went through that, getting caned.
Who said that?
Somebody said that on that.
That was a right few good ones. Remember the one that said, "Mammy, that my dad was saying was a war in a woman's house, so he could spy on it."
your dad was trying to sniff at wars. He was looking at women's
houses. Saying, "I'll just go myself."
Like there's a war in there.
We should have done a podcast with like some of the negative comments that people wrote about us.
Some of them are genius.
Beer all day, man.
That'd be funny.
That'd be funny just to like actually. I don't know if I'd like to hear them, but
that was the Clyde one, wasn't it? With Hugh Keevans as a specky hot dog, wasn't it?
Specky hot dog.
Theirs would be a bit different to specky hot dog, though, I think.
100%.
He's have got into bed with. I've noticed that the radio, haven't you? Clyde one.
And I like that.
Become really cosy with that.
I know, Paul.
Sure about that sort of combining.
Did you not enjoy the?
I actually thought it was all good, aye, but just don't know if I'm. Be fair, DL's game fit.
Now that the main man's back that you're selling there, you can obviously start putting your foot back in the game. But
no.
You're being very positive. You were being very positive, but is there anything else that's annoyed you since you've been
here?
Pet peeves.
Yours is a Polis, isn't it?
Aye, the Polis, aye. What was it for again?
Yeah, parking ticket, no?
Oh my God, aye. Got a parking ticket, aye. No, and I lost the ticket. For the ticket they gave me to pay the ticket, so I phoned them, I was like, listen, I've lost this ticket and they're trying to take me to court because I've lost a ticket.
Can anybody sort that?
Honestly, mental. So they wouldn't let me pay it over the phone?
You know, the best thing is, the longer this goes on, there's going to be a headline in the Sun. Footballer up in court for...
Sorted now, Ken.
Is it sorted?
Sticking a finger
Polish. I'm desperate.
I got on to a second one who was sound.
See, the Polish you drove by in a meat wagon, you just done that. Would the Polish lift you?
Aye.
What happens if you say I was doing it to a boy that was behind your motor?
Nah, you get away with it then, I think.
Club
what a
that.
Feeling it'd be.
Wouldn't it? Just to get away with getting the finger.
It was him I was doing it.
anything else want to talk about as that has done for the week?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Tottenham top 4. Come on. What about McGinn's tackle, by the way?
I know.
Holy fuck.
What was you thinking?
That's one of the most tackles I've seen for a while, by the way.
I see a lot of people debating if it was a red.
Well, it's a red.
Oh, fuck it.
He absolutely blutters him. A doggy's always getting blutters, don't he?
He's good, by the way.
A doggy's always getting blutters. Do you think they'll get top 4?
Who? Tottenham? Will do now.
Ange for Liverpool. I want his big ass in that chair at Millwall.
I'm going to say no, because you've not seen the fixtures.
Tottenham will... Tottenham,
it's hard, isn't it?
Tottenham play
Shockers,
Arsenal.
Is it?
Tottenham play Arsenal.
Arsenal, Liverpool, and City.
Tottenham will beat Arsenal and stop Arsenal if they win the league.
Who do you think will win the league again? Man City.
I think Liverpool's got to win it.
Yeah.
Right.
I still think Man City.
Man City.
Liverpool's got a hard run in though.
What about De Bruyne with Pep?
Who are you on sides?
Pep.
Aye.
Fucking wrap it. Go and sit down. Can tell him Pep what today, man.
Oh, he's got that side to him, De Bruyne, though, isn't he?
Mate, I like that.
Kovacic, like a top player coming on. What? But I mean, bringing on Kovacic.
Did Pep go and sit beside him?
I think so, eh?
They had an argument, then they went back and then had another wee chat, but I like that.
What's for dinner the night?
No idea, mate.
Monday's Hope was in my house.
Had prawn, have you ever had prawn tacos?
Find out where I get that. Love them.
How good? Well, hard shell tacos. I just love that. Soft shell.
No, soft shell for me.
I had the prawn with the hard shell taco, mate. Incredible.
I had a Sunday roast. Love my Mexican. Gave me mac and cheese.
I love this.
Aye, that,
cheese
I think
Sunday
that's
roast.
A hang.
What's
aye?
That about?
Aye, I didn't. It was recently. It's been coming in.
What was that you kept eating in Bologna? It wasn't the food. What was it?
Right, let's go.
Wait, what was it? Wait, just quickly. What was your favourite thing you did eat in Bologna? All the 12 pizzas, what one was your favourite? I've never seen him eat like this, mate. Honestly, wouldn't mate, you stop fucking eating? He didn't bank here, but he wanted to eat every 2 minutes.
Mate, see, the last 3 weeks, I have not stopped eating. Like, I'm starving every hour.
Aye.
I don't know what it is, ain't I? Just wolfing everything down.
Oh, good.
What was your favourite thing yet?
That pizza, maybe go to see the cold one.
That cold pizza.
Did you get any traditional? Did you get any traditional spaghetti bolognese?
Do you know that's where the traditional spaghetti bolognese was invented? Bologna.
Was it Bologna?
Bolognese, Bologna.
But we didn't actually have time to get it, didn't we?
No.
We couldn't have a wee hour or 2 hours to sit down and actually have it.
Oh, yeah, what about the boxing? What about Josh?
Oh, big Josh. Oh,
Josh is back, isn't he? Big Josh. Yeah. Big Ngannou's a fraud, don't he?
Well, he's not a boxer, is he?
Boxing, Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul.
I don't know why, right? I think boxing's so fixed now. I think every fight's planned, mate.
And
Gano
went
12 rounds with Fury and Joshua knocks him out in 2 rounds.
I'm with you.
Just setting up the fight for Fury and
Joshua,
innit?
No, but Fury has to beat Usyk and then there's a rematch clause in there. So still a few fights that happened before that. Fury, Joshua happens.
I think Usyk beats Fury.
What boxer would you love to see dressed up as a cowboy? Barry McGuigan.
He probably has.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.